Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. A familiar name to a lot of people, the New Yorker's film critic, David Denby, will join us to explain why he thinks the Coen brothers' No Country for Old Men should not win this year's Oscar for Best Picture. We'll have that conversation shortly, but first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The U.S. State Department has launched a formal complaint against the Serbian prime minister at lack of security in the capital of Belgrade yesterday. Serb rioters there, angry at Western support of Kosovo's independence, descended upon the U.S. embassy in Belgrade, setting it on fire. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick says the U.S. holds the Serbian government responsible.
Serbia's leaders bear a special responsibility in this regard to not condone or in any way tolerate members of their government inciting others to violence or in any way hinting that it is acceptable.
Around 100 people were injured in the riots in Belgrade, which followed a largely peaceful rally against the Kosovo Declaration of Independence. Sean McCormick says there were no injuries at the U.S. embassy compound. Meanwhile, the protests continue today, though. U.N. police have fired tear gas at 5,000 Serb demonstrators trying to cross a bridge separating the Serb and ethnic Albanian sides of the ethnically divided city of Mitrovica. A possible peace deal in Kenya has hit a snag. Kenya's opposition and the government were expected to sign a power-sharing agreement today to end the post-election violence that sparked weeks of deadly attacks. But the opposition leader unexpectedly left the country. Raila Odinga flew to Nigeria today, but his aides say he'll be back tomorrow and will still be available for consultations while away. International mediators have been working for weeks to secure a power-sharing deal to end the chaos in Kenya. And rescue teams in Venezuela are trudging through cold and rugged terrain today, searching for a passenger plane believed to have crashed with 46 passengers on board. The plane went missing in the Venezuelan Andes. It took off from the city of Mérida last night and was headed to the capital, Caracas, about 300 miles away. And Southern Methodist University in Dallas is expected to announce a deal today to bring George W. Bush's presidential library to SMU's campus. According to the Dallas Morning News, the plan will also include a museum and a policy institute. SMU trustees will vote on the proposal today. First Lady Laura Bush is an SMU graduate. The president is expected to return to the Dallas area when he leaves office. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.